Funding for this program was provided in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the financial support of viewers like you.
Reach for the speed, reach for the whistle, go where the rail may run. Reach for the words, reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun.
Stacy, Stacy, Becky, Dan, Stacy, Stacy, Stacy.
Mr. Conductor.
Steamer!
Hello, Miss Jones.
Are you expecting something in the mail today?
No. I mean, why would I be expecting a Valentine's mail in the day? I mean, a Valentine's mail in the card. I mean, what? Gee, Miss Jones, you know, I hadn't even actually noticed that it is even Valentine's Day.
Yeah, well, it is. It's Valentine's Day. Well, thank you for sorting the mail. Bye-bye.
Miss Jones, what is the spirit of Valentine's Day?
Love.
And wouldn't you just love to buy some Valentine's candy?
Schemer, I recognize that candy from last year.
Well, it ages really well.
Oh, Schemer.
Looks like there'll be plenty of work for the mail train today.
Hi, Mr. Conductor.
That's because everyone's sending Valentine's cards.
They have Valentine's cards on the island of Sodor.
Oh, indeed they do. And mail trains as well. But the other day, they thought they wouldn't have them anymore.
Valentine's cards?
No, mail trains. I'll tell you about it.
At night, when the other engines are tucked away in their sheds, you can still hear the faraway call of an engine's whistle and the clickety-clack of train wheels turning. This is the sound of the mail train. One train is pulled by Thomas and the other by Percy, as the loads are too heavy for one engine to do the work alone. The mail is loaded into freight cars at the harbors, and the engines pull their trains through the silent stations delivering their precious loads. On a clear night, a big shiny moon brightens their journey, but often Thomas and Percy can't even see the stars. But whatever the weather, lamps along the track always light their way. One night, Percy was waiting at the junction. The mainline train was late. At last, Henry arrived. Sorry, he puffed. The mail boat from the mainland was delayed. Come on, Percy, said his driver. Let's make up for lost time. Percy puffed along as quickly as he could, but the sun was already rising as he finished his work. Never mind, thought Percy. It's nice to be up and about when it's the start of a new day and there's no one else around. Percy was not alone for long. Bother, said Percy. It's that dizzy thing Harold.
Good morning, word Harold. I always said railways were out of date, but you're so slow with the mail. You should give everyone their stamps back.
Percy was too tired to explain. Bird brain, he muttered.
Good morning, Percy, called Duck. You're up early this morning.
No, you're wrong, sighed Percy. I'm back, tired and late. He rolled into the shed and fell asleep almost before his buffers touched the bar. His driver decided to set off early that evening. Thomas was waiting at the station.
Thank goodness I have a chance to speak to you. Driver says that the person in charge of the mail has complained to Sir Topham Hatt about the delay last night.
But that wasn't my fault, replied Percy.
I know, said Thomas, and so does Sir Topham Hatt. But this mail person wouldn't listen. Tonight we'll just have to be quicker than ever before.
The engines were just leaving when they heard a familiar buzzing.
I say, you two, there's news flying about.
Where?
puffed Percy crossly. All over the place. They're going to scrap the mail train and use me instead. Wings work wonders, you know. Always.
Rubbish, huffed Thomas. That night, everything ran like clockwork. Thomas and Percy steamed through the stations, making good time everywhere they went. At a station, Thomas noticed a man looking cold and worried. He had missed his train home.
We can give you a ride, said Thomas's driver, but it will be rather uncomfortable.
Thank you, said the man. Anything's better than sitting here.
The next afternoon, Percy passed the airfield and saw Harold.
Hello, Lazy Wings. Are you too tired to fly today?
The wind's too strong, grumbled Harold. I've been grounded.
You need rails, laughed Percy. They work wonders, you know. Always.
That night, Sir Topham Hatt showed the two engines a letter. It was from the man who missed his train.
He thinks you are both splendid, and everyone says that the mail train is the pride of the line.
So on the island of Sodor, the mail still goes by train?
Indeed it does, Becky.
Even the Valentine's card?
Certainly.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, Mr. Conductor.
Goodness gracious, it's late, isn't it? I've got to go. Oh, my. Excuse me. Well, bye.
Valentine's Day is very hard on me. It's a lot of trouble and hard work opening cards from hundreds of admirers.
Well, on Valentine's Day in my neighborhood, they just wrap a big red ribbon around the post office box and say, come and get it, Grace. It's all yours.
Yeah, go on.
Wake up.
Exactly. I'm Cupid's helper. Just for today. It's a yearly responsibility I have.
Are you going to shoot someone with an arrow?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Perish the thought. I much prefer to use this new, improved, magical, miracle love dust. One sprinkle of this stuff, and a person is bound to fall madly in love with the next person he or she meets.
That's so gross.
Kids, finish your cards. The mail train is due any minute.
Train. That means I'm late. There are all sorts of people out there who have to fall in love with each other before the day is done.
Oh, there you are, kids. Okay, now if you want to put your cards in here, I'll...
Ooh! Look at that wonderful man!
Oh, I see a schemer.
Schemer?
Schemer.
Is that his name? Schemer? Oh, it's a beautiful name. It's like music. Schemer, 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 schemer.
Schemer?
What, huh?
Oh, schemer. You must be so tired.
No, I'm fine.
No, not necessary.
You don't hold this, Jones. Hey, Jones, you okay?
Yeah.
You look a little funny. Maybe it's something you ate, huh?
Oh, no, I couldn't eat a thing, but you must be starving, you poor creature. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I'll make something to eat. Don't go away. Gorgeous, aren't you?
It must be something she ate.
Here, oh. Oh. Oh, you waited for me. You are such an adorable creature. You gorgeous hunk, you. I wish I had made it myself. What a good boy. Look at that. Here you go. Have another one. I'll go make you a sweater.
Go make it, don't come back! The heck is she doing? You don't know what I mean. Just play our song on the picture machine. Pzzz. Nickel enclosed. Well, this part was very thoughtful. The heck is our song? Oh, clearly this is our song.
If I made him cookies and some honey tea, climbed the highest mountain, swam the deepest sea, if I threw
why the heck does Miss Jones want me to notice her? Oh, I get it. Of course. Miss Jones is crazy about me. I mean, why shouldn't she be? Who wouldn't be? I mean, hey, after all, I got a great sense of humor.
I do.
I am a impeccable dresser. I got a ton of money, and I got a big brain. Plus, I'm modestly humble. Miss Jones is head over heels for schemer. But what am I going to do now?
Hello, schemer. Where's Stacy?
She's knitting.
I beg your pardon?
She stepped out for a second. Can I help you with anything?
No, I don't think so. Well, I just heard from... Well, I won't mention any names. Well, Barton Winslow, if you must know, just told me that someone... I won't mention any names. Well, Stacy Jones, if you must know, just bought a great big Valentine's Day cake. But for who? I mean, for whom? That is the big mystery. Who is the lucky man who has won that dear girl's heart? Or heart-shaped cake, as the case may be.
Well, it's me.
Now, I am not the curious sort. I am not the nosy sort. And I hate gossip, as everyone will tell you. But I am just dying to know who Stacy could possibly have been intending to buy a cake that such... You?
C'est moi.
Schemer! Oh, honey, I was at the store, mm-hmm. and I was going to buy you the wool because I got worried. I know what an impeccable dresser you are, and I wanted to get the right color so that it would match your eyes. Oh, what color are your eyes?
It's you.
Well.
Midge Smoot, what are you doing? Are you flirting with my schemer?
Oh, certainly not. Certainly not.
Oh, all right. Because he is mine. All mine.
It's you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of course you weren't flirting, Midge. I'm just a fool. A jealous fool. Can you blame me?
Oh, no, I suppose not. I'll just be running along.
Midge, can I ask you a personal question? You know, like woman to woman. Have you ever been helplessly in love? I mean, madly, hopelessly, head over heels in love? Well, have you ever read about it? Blind.
I don't know. But I forgive you, Miss Jones.
Oh, Miss Jones. Stacy.
Stacy?
Schemer. Oh, Schemer.
These are for you, Miss Jones. Flowers for the flowerful.
Oh.
And they're really good ones, too. They'll last quite a while.
Them forever.
And here yet is another generous gift, you ravishing station mistress of my affection. The traditional costly ring.
Oh, schemer. Should I say this is a dream come true?
I have written a song for you as well. Would you like me to decompose it for you now?
Oh, please do.
I dream of Stacy with a dark brown hair.
That is the worst singing I have ever heard.
Let's drown him out by playing it right. Come on. Kiss it, guys.
You mean play for free?
Nobody's dropped in a nickel.
Some things are just more important than money. And a one. And a two.
Happy as the daisies that dance on her way.
her merry voice would pour. Many were the blithe birds that warbled them o'er. Oh, I dream of Jeannie with a light brown hair, floating like a vapor on the soft summer.
Faces. Something wrong?
Yeah, it's love.
Love, huh? Yeah. Pretty difficult for love to be wrong, at least in my experience.
What if someone like Stacy falls in love with the wrong person? Someone like schemer.
Now, I don't think that's anything that we really have to worry about. As a matter of fact, I would say that was impossible.
Everyone! Schemer and I have an announcement to make.
We're getting married!
He's gotta help. It's his magic spell, isn't it?
Mr. Conductor!
Hi, kids. Did you get a lot of valentines?
Mr. Conductor, your Cupid magic loves us. Got an Aunt Stacy.
Oh, dear.
And she fell in love with Schemer.
Of all people.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
And they're getting married today.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. Oh, dear.
Can you do something?
Well, of course I can, Becky. I simply have to recite the magic spell that undoes the effect of the dust, and everyone will forget this ever happened.
Do it then, please. Please.
I will. By all that turns and spins so fast, I now undo the spell I cast. Return to the way you truly feel by spinning world and spinning and... I can't remember.
No. We'll try.
What an interesting suit, Schemer.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Mayor. You don't think the pink is too feminine, though, do you?
Oh, this is so exciting. Doesn't Stacy look radiant?
Hey, what about me?
Oh, you're gorgeous, you impeccable dresser, you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today to join this...
What? Not now! No, not now!
Amateur. No. Where was I? Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are gathered here today.
I'm sorry. It's gone. My mind's a blank. I know it rhymes with truly feel. Spinning world and spinning...
Feel? Meal. Sp-
spinning reel. That must be it. Spinning reel.
Return to the way you truly feel. Spinning world. Spinning reel. That's not it.
Do you, schemer? I always thought that was the most peculiar name.
Oh, it's a beautiful name. Schemer. 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 Schemer.
Emphasis on the scheme.
Oh, it's like music.
Not now, you goose!
You know, the worst of it is, the word I'm looking for is something right here on this mural. Truly feel. Spinning world, spinning...
Spinning wheel!
Spinning wheel!
Do you, Stacy, take this man, schemer, to be your husband?
No. No? Wait a minute. What are you all doing here?
Good question.
Wasn't the faintest idea?
I don't remember. I was in the workshop.
What
the heck am I doing in a pink suit?
Shining Time Station, Stacy Jones speaking. Yes, just a moment, please. Schemer, it's for you.
Well, I must be getting along.
Well, me too. I have very important work to do. Well, goodbye, all. Yes. Can you play Hail to the Chief on this thing? Did you vote for me? Good. Well, come along. I'll tow you home.
Hold it. Hey, Stacy. I mean, Miss Jones. I knew we'd get a Valentine sooner or later. It's from the girl I love. Thanks for the Valentine, Mommy.
Dan, I got one too.
Thanks for the card, Dan.
Thanks for your card. And kids, thank you for all of your cards. Wow.
Stacy, have you ever been really in love? Like, wanting to get married in love?
Oh, Becky, not yet.
But do you think you'd know right away if you were really in love?
Right away? No, I don't think so. No, I like to be careful. I'm not the type to rush into anything. What's so funny? No, I never rush into anything.
Reach for the speed. Reach for the whistle. Go where the rail may run. Reach for the word. Reach for the story, follow the rainbow sun. To a shining time station, where dreams can come true, waiting there for you. So much to see, so far to travel, so much to learn to know. Friends by your side, hopes to hold.